Alexander Jordan has 22 years of experience as a public employee, which includes working at the Department of Revenue and the Department of Business and Professional Regulations. As a candidate running for Tallahassee City Commission Seat 3, he wants to focus on strengthening the city's policies and ethics board to hold elected officials accountable.
It's a dark cloud over the city, but at the same time, we can move forward. And by having those policies and procedures in place, identifying the loopholes that allow the city to get into this predicament, then we'll allow ourselves to be a better city. You know, we got to remember this was called the All-American City. And with the All-American City, it's not looking like the All-American City. But at the same time, there have been some great things that have happened in the City Hall. And at the same time, there's been some concerns that have been at the City Hall.
And saying there's a dark cloud is dismissive over City Hall, because we have over 200 great employees working at City Hall that don't partake in unethical behavior.
That's Richard Garzola, a former Florida State University football player and community activist. He says the FBI ethics probe is only focused on a few individuals.
So to rid of that unethical behavior, we can strengthen the training that's already in place. That's why we voted for that in 2014. So the way we do that is by equipping and bringing more resources to that training, the people in charge of that. I also had the idea of an independent investigator to oversee what the ethics board is doing so they behave ethically as well.
Fellow contender Bill Shack has been in the restaurant business for 28 years and is the current food services director for the Kearney Center, a local homeless shelter. He says, bottom line, the city needs to be a leader in ethics.
We need to have the strongest ethics ordinance in the state. That's a fact. And then with that, we need to find out a way or make a decision. Someone needs to lead and say city vendors and people that do business with the city have no right to run political campaigns or donate to city commissioners. That just is common sense. And bringing common sense to City Hall, I think, would solve a lot of what the problems are here at City Hall.
Lisa Brown is the president and CEO of Tallahassee Leon Federal Credit Union and a third-generation Tallahassean. She says she would like to establish an inspector general's office and ensure the independent ethics board's proposed policies are taken seriously.
This is an independent board that's put together by various members of the community, and we need to be respectful of their recommendations without changes. It additionally needs to be the same for both employees, management, and city officials. Across the board, we need to all be treated equally. We need to be all playing by the same rules.
Fellow Tallahassee-born resident and Gain Street Pies founder Jeremy Matlow called on local officials who have run afoul of the rules to step down so the city can rebuild. He says it's time for some new blood.
Largely, we've had the same group of individuals pushing the same thing. We do need to talk about the ethics code. We should go back to knowingly corrupt in the language instead of corrupt intent. We need to look at the relationship between campaign donors and workers and city vendors and contracts. But also, you know, catching corrupt people is great, but we need to elect people who aren't corrupt. And the way we do that is by having campaigns that reach out to the community and really engage and really bring more people into the process.
All five candidates spoke on WFSU's public affairs show Political Perspectives Tuesday. They're hoping to replace outgoing Commissioner Nancy Miller. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.